From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I'm sure a lot of you have heard about this new policy out of Scotland. It's called the Hate Crime and Public Order Act. 24 hours after its implementation, there were almost 4,000 quote-unquote hate crime complaints that were made to Scotland police. So what do you need to know about it? And what do you need to know about some of this other crazy censorship stuff that's coming out of the European Union and some of these European nations? We'll talk to a guy who started a new group called the EU-US Forum. His name's Matt Mowers. He also previously worked as a senior White House advisor at the Trump's U.S. Department of State, where he advised the Secretary of State on a variety of issues like North Korea, immigration, ISIS as well. You know, how frustrating has it been for him to see the world devolve under Joe Biden so quickly? I'm also going to ask him about a crazy theory I have about Kim Jong-un and what we might get wrong about North Korea. It's an interesting conversation with an interesting guy. Stay tuned for Matt Mowers. Well, Matt, it's great to have you on the show. I'm looking forward to getting in your background a little bit, and then also this new project that you're working on that's really interesting.
That's awesome, Lisa. Thanks so much for having me and really appreciate it.
So, Matt, you know, you were a senior White House advisor at the State Department where you advised the Secretary of State on North Korea, immigration, also the coalition to defeat ISIS. All three of those issues are now a mess. How frustrating is it to sort of see the world devolve this quickly into chaos under Joe Biden?
Totally frustrating. I mean, you know, you got to remember, put yourself in the mindset of when we walked in there on January 20th, 2017. Right? So it's Inauguration Day 2017. And the world is literally on fire, right? ISIS is running rampant through the Mideast. You have a bunch of thugs in Tehran that just got a, you know, sweetheart deal in the Iran nuclear deal, the JCPOA. You had a rising communist threat in our own hemisphere in Venezuela. You had China that at that point had gone unchecked by presidents of both parties. And you still had a foreign policy establishment community that assumed China could just kind of run roughshod and play by their own sets of rules. And then, you know, you come in January 2017, you say, like, where do you start? It was, you know, incredibly, you know, a different mindset, especially for the folks who had been career diplomats at the State Department. I mean, there is, you know, there's a lot of things that President Trump changed in his administration, every agency, but probably none more so than the mindset around national security and foreign policy. And, you know, he came in and said, look, I'm tired of just having foreign policy that caters to everyone else's interests. What about American interests? That's who we're elected for. And so, you know, let's take ISIS, for example. You know, President Obama had been remarkably weak in his approach towards ISIS. If you remember, he called them the JV League. Instead, what did Donald Trump do? He went in and empowered our generals and military commanders to make the decisions they needed to make. We provide the necessary weaponry to allies on the ground and other partners on the ground. And then we provide air support. And we were able to roll back ISIS in record time without having to expend a single new American troop into the region, which was pretty incredible. You look at the approach on China, which, you know, obviously has been documented, and the fact that we were ending forced tech transfers. We were taking on the fentanyl shipments that they're sending into the United States. If you look at immigration, you know, the Remain in Mexico policy was negotiated by the State Department largely in the Trump administration. And it was remarkably difficult, right? I mean, it was a hard sell to get the Mexicans to agree that, asylum seekers should be remaining in Mexico. And then to see, Joe Biden on day one, an executive order, undo all that hard work, all those hard negotiations, purely with the executive order, and purely just to satisfy the fringe elements of his base, is incredibly frustrating. And now we see the impact that's had on the record number of crossings on the southern border and the fact that the asylum system is a mess again. And so, hopefully we have some additional changes soon where we can get back to policies that truly do, one, are common sense, in my opinion, and two, put America's interests first. And so, sorry for that longer answer than you probably anticipated, but
preach, Matt, preach. So North Korea must have been really interesting. What do you think we get the most wrong about Kim Jong-un and then also about North Korea?
So, you got to remember that in the Obama administration, they call their policy strategic patience. Like, I have no idea what strategic patience means. Right. I mean, and all I could imagine is that strategically and patiently wait from the developing nuclear weapon. Right. So we've been strategically and patiently waiting. And all they did was get closer to a nuclear weapon. And it wasn't working. I mean, I remember being in a secure room hours after North Korea sent their first missile over Japan of the Trump administration. And if you remember, I mean, it's so funny, right? You listen to folks primarily on the left now, although also in the foreign policy establishment, even Republicans in some Republican circles, and they say, Donald Trump was too cozy to Kim Jong-un. Do you remember the fire and fury tweets that everyone thought was going to cause a nuclear war?
I kind of liked it.
Yeah. Well, to get to your question from all that, the thing to understand about Kim Jong-un is he is like any other autocratic thug in the world. These are not going to be folks who change their intentions. Their intentions are always going to be to, secure their own power, to advance their own individual interests, not even their nation's interests most of the time, but their own individual interests. And so all you can do is look for a vacuum. And so each one's different, right? You look at Putin, for example. There's a reason he didn't try to fill that vacuum when Donald Trump was president. It's because he knew he wouldn't be able to get away with it. When Obama put in place a red line on Syria, he didn't enforce it. When Assad was gassing his own people in the Trump administration, there was immediate response of missile strikes against him. And so you've got to remember that dealing with these folks, Kim Jong-un's a perfect example of that, is you've got to respond with force that they understand. And you've got to make sure they know that they don't necessarily know the outcome of their actions, because otherwise, if they think they can get away with it, they're going to get away with it. In the case of Kim Jong-un as well, everyone said, well, if the president meets with him, that's going to give him validation. Well, the guy validated himself when they developed nuclear weapons. That's what gave him credibility. It wasn't meeting with the guy. It was the fact that, administrations of both parties had patiently waited while I developed nuclear weapons. And so you had to have a new approach. And I think that's what President Trump understood. And look, the thing he did in not just the case with North Korea, but really across a number of different areas, is he understood the value of personal engagement. Personal engagement isn't going to fix every problem in foreign policy, but it certainly helps to be able to have that relationship one-on-one. And you saw the result of that was that Kim Jong-un stopped shooting off missiles for the rest of the Trump administration.
We've got to take a quick commercial break, but first, It's been over 6 months since the brutal attack by Hamas on our brothers and sisters in Israel. Since then, the attacks on Israel have increased, with Iran and its proxies launching an attack of hundreds of drones and missiles. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground now, addressing all urgent needs. And that's why I'm partnering with IFCJ today. Your life-saving donation today can help provide security needs like placing bomb shelters in communities in Israel that need it the most. When the siren goes off, people have 15 seconds or less to get to safety. IFCJ has helped renovate and install nearly 3,000 bomb shelters to date. As Israel and our people live with the harsh reality of terror every day, your support will help address emergency security needs such as food and utility equipment for bomb shelters, flak jackets, and other essentials for the people of Israel. We're asking listeners to give $50 or any amount to help provide life-saving aid. Visit supportifcj.org. That's one word, supportifcj.org.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
So I kind of had this weird theory before we move on. And it's, to be clear, it is based off of absolutely no internal really rooted in any sort of fact that I know of. But that like Kim Jong-un secretly respected Donald Trump because he's like obsessed with Dennis Rodman and sort of like these celebrity type figures, and Trump's this big celebrity, like The Apprentice. What do you think of my theory that is based off of just my own belief?
Totally.
Not backed up by no credibility.
No. You might have read an Intel report on him. I mean, yeah, no, this guy loves American movies. He loves American pop culture, sports, you name it. The other piece, and I've always thought this was one of the interesting things, having Mike Pompeo as Secretary of State when they truly started engaging North Korea. Now, I was there under both Secretary Tillerson and Pompeo. Tillerson obviously wasn't there too long. But Secretary Pompeo, what gave him a big leg up as Secretary of State was that he had run the CIA. And one of the things you learn dealing with especially folks, autocrats in particular, in other parts of the world, is they fear the CIA more than any other American institution in a lot of ways. I mean, they don't, you know, they're concerned about the Department of Defense. They're concerned about, you know, certainly the president, because they are convinced often the CIA is all powerful and all knowing. It's interesting. There was a readout from a book recently about Saddam Hussein. And in it, it essentially says that Saddam Hussein was terribly paranoid, and most notably of the CIA. And he assumed the CIA knew they didn't have nuclear weapons. because he assumed the CIA knew everything. And so that it's kind of similar with Kim Jong-un. And so Pompeo, having been at CIA and then state, when he would go into the room with these people, they stood up a little straighter because they said, this guy is coming from the American intelligence community. We don't want to mess with him. We've seen what happens with the folks who do.
So I'm glad to know that my theory is not as crazy as, yeah, I don't know. I just like randomly thought of this one day. There's a lot of interesting things going on in my head, Matt. Okay, so now let's start about the EU, US forum. So, you know, people, look, we've got a lot of issues here in the United States. And people are like, look, I'm too busy caring about what's happening here. Why should I care about what's happening out of Europe? What would you say to that?
Well, you know, if you don't like some of the bad ideas you're seeing in practice right now, whether it's the way healthcare is run under, you know, after Obamacare, whether it's, you know, additional, the IRA, which, you know, essentially was a socialist spending spree that took over more and more of America's economy, that's driven inflation rates up, whether it's the environmental policies that's making the price of gas go through the roof or giving you cars that can't even, you know, get you more than, you know, a few miles in the cold. All of that started in Europe. A lot of it started right out of the European Union. And so, you know, you look at these policies and you know, migration policies are among them. And, you know, same exact thing. They generated and started in Europe. And so, yeah, there's a whole host of things, nutty, crazy things that are happening over there that we've got to be concerned about. I mean, you know, I'm a big believer, as I'm sure you are. You're a member of the media, right? In free speech. And yet, you know, Scotland just you know, this past couple of weeks passed an over a very broad and overarching what they call hate speech law that essentially starts dictating where and when you can express your opinion. Right? This isn't talking about harassment. They already have those laws on the books. This is literally saying that you aren't free to speak certain opinions, even sometimes in the privacy of your own home. And not only that, what they're now allowing is that you can snitch out your neighbor. So, you know, you don't like your neighbor's political opinion, you can call them up and claim it's hate speech. And the police are obligated to investigate it. And actually, in the first 24 hours, you had about 7,000 complaints in Scotland filed with the police. That's the kind of stuff that, you know, we've seen this, right? We saw it when big tech companies started censoring opinions. We saw it when it's now come out that the Biden administration was working with big tech companies to censor opinions. When they start clamping down and start defining what free speech is, or what, you know, I should say legal speech is, you know, there's every new government can change the definition of that. And now you're going to allow people to get arrested and prosecuted for speaking their mind. That's the kind of nutty stuff that's starting in the EU. And you know for a fact, that's not going to be long before the AOCs of the world and the rest of them start trying to bring those same types of laws here to the United States. And that's why every American, I know, look, there's a lot of hard times right now, especially with inflation, the rest of it. And often, you know, we want to look out for our own communities as we should, and our own state, our own families' livelihoods. But we got to keep an eye on what's happening in the European Union. Otherwise, that, you know, anti-free speech, anti-individual liberty agenda will make its way here.
No, I mean, it obviously sends a big chilling message, especially, you know, you mentioned the 4,000 hate crime complaints that were made in the 24 hours following the new public order. I mean, because essentially what that does is it makes people in fear of expressing their opinion to anyone, right? You know, who's going to tell you? Is it going to be, you know, your neighbor? Is it going to be your friend? Is it going to be your family member? You know, and so it leads to, you know, this obviously censorship, which is the whole point about it, but even censorship and being able to have conversations with people you think you can trust.
Yeah, I mean, look, I always love the de Tocqueville quote, right? I may disagree with you about defend your right to say it, and I'm paraphrasing his exact wording, but, you know, that's the fundamental belief that we have here in the United States. And yet we've seen free speech start to get encroached because of this collusion between, you know, government thought police and big tech companies. To put it in a statute, to actually say it's a law and you are violating a law if you express an opinion someone else disagrees with. I mean, this is the type of stuff where you're going to start having opinion monitoring. I mean, we've seen this play out before in parts of the world. It's not a direction we want to go down.
Quick commercial break. More with Matt Maurers on the other side.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Why do you think so much bad policy, like so much regulation, so much censorship comes out of Europe?
You know, we got to remember a lot of it comes out of the fact that, you know, their historical background has never quite valued free speech the way that America's has. And so they, and there's an inherent trust in government that's more innate and some of their DNA than I think what, you know, you and I believe. And so that's a piece of it. You know, what I have found most amazing, though, is that there's a pushback to that. I mean, you know, Brexit is probably the most notable example, but for decades, there have been this push to consolidate more and more power in Brussels, you know, where the EU is based, and to actually have, you know, a bunch of bureaucrats in a faraway land dictate policy. And yet we saw in Brexit that there are folks who said enough is enough, and they reclaimed, a significant amount of sovereignty as a result of that. And you're beginning to see that same type of attitude now really catch fire across the rest of the continent. People who are just fed up with an out-of-touch bureaucracy in Brussels trying to dictate how they can live their lives.
Do you think COVID gave that a push, you know, where we sort of saw this global crackdown on citizens and this increased censorship and this controlling of movement? And, I think sort of throughout the world, not just here in the United States, we really just saw the heavy hand of government in a way that a lot of us hadn't seen before in our lifetimes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, COVID's a piece of it. But also remember, this is where socialism in a lot of ways started. Right. I mean, these are folks who have been giving up more and more. You talk about free speech. Why are they going after free speech now? Why does the government get to determine what speech constitutes as allowable and not? Well, it's because for generations now, the governments have been running more and more of the people's lives for them, whether it's socialized medicine or whether it's, socialized advertising laws. I mean, you know, you can't the laws around what you can advertise, which ties into free speech, and whether it's in the private sector advertising or issue advertising or anything like that, are remarkably tight in Europe. And so all of this, you know, this is why I think folks often don't understand. Things sound great in theory, right? We love free this. We love free healthcare. We want, you know, open borders because we want everyone to be able to come here until it actually comes into being implemented. And then all of a sudden, what we realize is we've gone down a slippery slope where someone else is being able to tell us how we can live our lives. And we can. And it may not be coming for the freedom you care about on one day, whether it's, you know, the right to bear arms or what have you, but it's going to come after, you know, the freedom you do care about the next day, maybe something like the First Amendment, you know, in our case, the First Amendment.
You know, I know immigration is a big issue that you guys are focusing on as well. I mean, we're sort of seeing, you know, illegal immigration on the rise in a lot of these Western nations. You know, how have these countries been shaped by that?
Well, you look at Germany, for example. Germany right now, crime is at a 15-year high, a 15-year high in Germany. And by the way, these are the same Germans who decide that they want to get their energy from Russia and their technology from China, which has not worked out so well for them lately. So, you know, this isn't the only boneheaded policy coming out of Germany. But, you know, so their crime is at a 15-year high. Half of those crimes were committed by illegal immigrants, half of them. At a 15-year high. That's the type of thing you're seeing throughout the entire continent of Europe right now. They have not had smart immigration policy. They have not said, we want folks who come here to assimilate, who want to get a job, who want to do anything. They've had open border policies where they've now been flooded by folks who are coming into their country illegally. And there's no vetting, and there's been no true vetting and no sense of assimilation. And as a result, you're now seeing conflicts where there are places and, you know, communities in European cities where crime is so bad, police don't even want to patrol them anymore. It's really becoming a dangerous thing in many places in Europe.
Well, and of course, you know, here in the United States, I think our foreign-born population is now 15.5%. When you start increasing those numbers, you know, a nation loses its identity. You sort of don't really have an identity anymore as a country, which, you know, we're seeing in a lot of these European nations as well. You know, tell us about the EU introduced a digital ID. What should people know about that?
You know, this is the same type of digital ID that they've been talking about bringing here to the United States, right? Where they want to get rid of essentially any ability for a cash basis, which means every transaction is tracked, every expenditure is tracked, every single good has to be sent through the European Union, and not only does that become a place where they then try to tax you on every single last thing, which would drive any of us crazy. But it's also the fact that they then have more and more potential information and control. I mean, this is the type of stuff, again, if you want the government to know every single thing you buy, you want the government to know every single transaction, make every place you go, every sort of conversation you have, then that's the direction the EU is going in right now. It's one of the reasons why the EU-US forum was started, was to push back against that assault on individual liberty.
Well, and we're, you know, obviously seeing it, you know, on the rise everywhere. And, you know, we're seeing Biden push a lot of this crazy stuff here as well, which is concerning. Where can people learn more about the EU-US forum?
Yeah, so if folks want to find us online, they can go to EU-USForum.com. That's EU-USForum.com. And they can also find us on social media, on X, of course. And look, we have a great hub of resource of news that's coming out. This is the group that is the watchdog for what is happening out of the European Union, both in Brussels and then individually in countries across Europe. And it's developed to not just push back in Europe, but then also make sure Americans are aware of what's happening there so that we know how to be on the lookout for when those policies begin to find their ways here. Because, you know, look, the left is remarkably talented at this. They will make these policies sound very innocent and easy at first. And then as they develop and as they grow and as they get their tentacles in here, you know, next thing you know, 10 years down the road, we're going to be talking about free speech infringement laws as well, the way they are in Scotland.
Matt Bowers, we appreciate you taking the time, and we'll have you back on to dig in a little bit more on some of this crazy stuff as it comes in.
Thanks so much, Lisa. Appreciate it. And, you know, hope if folks want to get involved, we'd love to have them involved in the organization as well. So feel free to go to the website, and we look forward to working with them.
It was Matt Bowers with the EU-US Forum. Appreciate him taking the time to join the show. Appreciate you guys at home for listening every Monday and Thursday, but you can listen throughout the week. I want to thank John Cassio, my producer, for putting the show together. Until next time.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.